It's a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. All right, let's introduce you to Wesley, calling us from Salem, Indiana. Hi, Wesley.
What's up?
What's up? Wesley's got blonde hair, drives a black Ford Fusion, is an epoxy garage floor specialist. That's something I have not heard. Now, why should you get your garage floor epoxied?
I assume you have a garage on your house. You probably have some bare concrete on your garage. So basically what we do is we put a nice little color on it and some chips to make it look cool and gives it a texture. All and then right. We hit it with a top coat and it makes it all nice and shiny. Just makes your garage look nice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Kelly, is your garage floor epoxied?
No, not that fancy.
Okay.
I'm jealous, though.
Well, Wesley sounds like he could probably make your dreams a reality.
All right. Contacting you later.
And Wesley's had a girlfriend for 3 years. All right, that's pretty cool. How'd you guys meet?
We were neighbors whenever we were growing up, and then we went to the same high school.
Look at that!
Oh, that's so
That
sweet.
Is pretty cool. It's like yeah, you've known her for a long time, so good deal.
Yeah.
All right, Wesley, Kelly's going to explain how Little Kid, Drunk Adult works.
You are going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story probably happen when the person was a little kid or drunk adult?
All right, you ready, Ben? All right, here we go. First one.
So I threw up on my pizza and then fell backwards in my chair.
Oh, threw up in my pizza and fell backwards in my chair? Oh, dang.
From previous experience, actually, I'm going to have to go with drunk adult.
You're going to have to go with drunk adult.
Previous experience? Oh.
I'm not going to get into details, but I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Okay.
Oh, dang it.
Get into details. The details are there. It was pizza, you threw up, and then there it is. All right. So you're saying drunk adult. Kelly, what about you?
I mean, he's got personal experience. I feel like I got to go.
All right, so
it.
You're going drunk adult, too.
Yeah.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult. The answer?
I was in elementary school. I took the kid to a birthday party.
Elementary school. Little
At
kid.
At a birthday party?
Yep, there it is. What?
Oh.
Wait a minute. Not everybody gets drunk and throws up on their pizza and falls over? Wait a minute.
I feel like this is worse.
I was so nervous because I was sitting by a boy that I had a crush on.
Oh, gosh.
And my tummy was all in knots.
Oh, no.
I guess I had to eat a little bit more pizza than I realized. And all of a sudden, this wave of vomit comes up and sprays all over the table. The boy I had a crush on knocks over his soda on me.
Oh,
and I try to get away. I lose it. Fall backwards out of my seat. Needless to say, we never got at all.
Oh, I would change schools.
Yeah, at that point, you just gotta
instantly move after that.
Yeah, I was gonna say you just gotta move.
That went from bad to worse.
Well, Wesley, after this is all done, you should probably just submit a Little Kid, Drunk Adult for us too.
Yeah, it sounds like
you've got a story, buddy. All right, you're 0-1. Here we go. Next one, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
I accidentally ruined Christmas. And I knocked over the Christmas tree.
Aw, but who hasn't done that? Yeah, who hasn't ruined Christmas knocking over a Christmas tree?
Man, the last one, it kind of was a trick, so I'm kind of scared to answer this one.
I know, that's how it is.
Well, I'm going to have to go with little kid.
You're going
to
say little kid.
Oh, yep. See, now I was still thinking drunk adult vibes on this.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
Can I change my answer?
Here's the key part of the story, though. Ruined Christmas. If a little kid just accidentally, like I don't think, you got to forgive the kid, right? We don't ruin Christmas. But if it's because of bad behavior, you're ruining Christmas.
Man, you are throwing doubt into Wesley's brain. You are. He was confident, and then you are just tossing doubt into.
I'm dissecting the potential backstory.
All right, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Wesley, what are you going with?
I'm going to have to go with Kelly on this one.
Oh, gosh, I hope I'm leading us down the right path.
Okay.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, Wesley, I mean, all right, here we go. You both say drunk adult.
Okay, I was drunk.
There it is.
Okay, see?
There we go.
There it is.
All right.
Chalking up a win for Wesley there.
And we were playing charades. The whole family was. It's a big tradition, yada, yada. We love it. Cool. So I was playing charades with my family. It was Christmas Eve. I was very committed to my Rockette act out.
Yes.
It was a production.
Yes.
But I didn't pay attention to where I was in relation to the tree. And I kicked it over. It's like a 10-foot live tree.
Oh,
it just topples over the star, the lights, everything.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of hard to come back from.
Yeah, it is. Wesley, all right, good job. Way to go with not your gut, but go with Kelly on that one.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Last one, little kid, drunk adult. Let's do it.
Hi, this is Sarah.
All right. Hi, Sarah. Sarah introduced herself.
All right.
Wesley, you don't know Sarah, do you?
Putting herself on blast.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
And I was kicked out of a Burger King. Pooping on the floor.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. We're putting our name on that story.
Sarah!
Sarah!
All right, Wesley, your friend Sarah pooped on the floor and got kicked out of Burger King. So, little kid, drunk adult.
Well, that's interesting, actually.
Because you know a Sarah who actually did that? Is that what you mean? Is
interested? Like, what? No, interrogating all the Sarahs you know?
Why somebody would do that. But I don't know. That's given like drunk adult, like late night, like just left the bar.
Yeah, drunk adult vibes. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying drunk? Or I don't know. What are you saying?
I'm going to go with drunk adult vibes.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
listen,
I'm going to disagree, and this is why. I feel like even a drunk adult in a Burger King can find the bathroom, right? Right? So I feel like this is a little kid who just couldn't wait. Like, it just hits you, little kid, oopsies. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. So Wesley's saying drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying little kid.
Oh, which one of us is right?
All right. We're finding out.
Okay, so I was a drunk adult.
Oh, Sarah!
Oh, my gosh, I gave her too much credit.
You did. Wesley, you were right on. Drunk adult vibes. He felt it. Wesley, there's something about you, man, that you have a story about throwing up on pizza and being drunk.
The life experience you must have.
I was going to say, you got the drunk vibes with the lady, or Sarah, who pooped on the floor and got kicked out of Burger King. Let's hear about this. Hang on.
I was overserved earlier in the day. I had about 5 mudslides with TGI Fridays, and we ended up at Burger King for some reason where I was caught doing number 2 near their back door.
Oh my gosh. She like put TGI Fridays on blast too. They overserved me. It's really difficult.
Okay. All right. Hey, Wesley, congratulations. You're a winner, buddy.
There we go.
There it is. Drake or Travis Scott, you get to pick your tickets. Drake is coming to Rupp Arena. Travis Scott's coming to the Yum Center in January, and you get to choose which one you want to go to.
I'm going to have to go with Travis Scott.
You got it, buddy. Travis Scott coming to the Yum Center January 3rd, 2024, and you got yourself some tickets. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay, man?
Alrighty.
All right, hang on.
Oh, this was fun. Oh, my goodness. And at this point, where we're going to go ahead and say you don't have to include your name when you share your story.
Sarah, but we are happy you did.
It is fun, though,
that Sarah did. We are happy you did. All right, if you want to send us your little kid drunk adult, we'd love to hear your fun story like Sarah's.
You give us a little teaser, you reveal the answer, finish the story, email us the voice note at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.